We have been hearing coverage this morning of the pro-Trump extremists who swarmed the U.S. Capitol yesterday and forced the evacuation of both the House and the Senate. This morning I spoke with Brendan Nyhan, a professor of political science at Dartmouth College, who's among hundreds of political scientists who have signed an open letter calling for President Trump's removal from office. I began by asking him how history will record what happened yesterday in the nation's capital.
It was a dark day for our democracy. A group of violent extremists, encouraged by the President of the United States, stormed the U.S. Capitol in an action that the only precedent is the War of 1812 and the sacking of Washington by the British. It's incredibly dangerous, not just that this violence took place, but that it took place specifically to stop the peaceful transfer of power and the acceptance of the election results certifying Joe Biden as a president-elect. It was an attack on our democracy itself, something that we'll long remember as the culmination of so many of the dangerous trends that Donald Trump helped to set in motion or accelerate.
Professor Nyhan, you and I have been speaking really since Donald Trump was elected in 2016. And then in September of 2020, I remember you saying to me that this was a Democratic emergency. And this was after Trump said he would refuse to accept the results of an election if he lost. Is this still a Democratic emergency, even though Trump's term ends in less than 2 weeks?
I do think it is still a Democratic emergency. And in fact, I helped organize an open letter of political scientists calling for the immediate impeachment and removal of President Trump, or him being removed from office by the process outlined in the 25th Amendment. I think he's an immediate danger to our democracy. His unwillingness to tell the protesters to stand down in a clear and direct way, even when he was nominally asking them to leave, he was praising them. We could see more of this kind of behavior or worse. The reports from the White House yesterday are incredibly alarming about the behavior of the president. Every day he's in office is a danger, and he should be removed from office. This is yet another line that cannot have been crossed, and we must not allow his time in office to continue. It's beyond politics at this point. It's a threat to the republic.
Remind folks what the 25th Amendment could do. It seems a more direct way at this point than impeachment, which would seem to take a lot longer.
Well, the 25th Amendment outlines a procedure where a majority of the cabinet and the vice president can remove the president from office if he is unable to discharge his duties. It was designed for a purpose of addressing a president who'd become incapacitated. I think it would be an emergency measure in a case like this, but I think one could argue that the president was unwilling to discharge his duties yesterday. And in fact, reports suggested that it was Vice President Pence who authorized a deployment of, I believe, the D.C. National Guard, which he has no authority to do. The president would be the person who gave that order. So it may already be the case that the president is unwilling to discharge his duties in the way the office requires.
Yeah, the New York Times was reporting that it was, in fact, Vice President Pence who called in the National Guard. Professor Nyhan, there seems to be two distinct reactions to what's happened. It seems either you're shaking your head in shame and disbelief about what happened with that mob attacking the Capitol yesterday, or, as I've heard some pro-Trump backers already saying this morning on NPR, that this was, quote, the inevitable result of what happens when an election is stolen, even though this one was absolutely not stolen. If someone comes away from what happened yesterday seeing anything other than a violent, shameful mob attacking the Capitol, what would you want them to know? What would you say to them?
I don't know that I have an answer to that that question. That's exactly what happened. But it does illustrate the danger of the lies and misinformation that people have been fed. When you tell people that the election has been stolen from them, and there's a whole apparatus designed to push that message out to people, unfortunately, some people will take that literally. There were many Republicans who knew these claims were wrong, but nonetheless went along with them in a cynical act of political ambition. And they are now reaping what they sowed. It's tragic. People have been lied to. And we have to worry about the consequences of the kind of misinformation we've seen. When people are being told that the election is being stolen, some of them will believe it. And the president has been telling them that falsely for weeks now since the November election. And our democracy is at the precipice.
You know, last night, Congressman Peter Welch, who was at the Capitol when it was attacked, was asked about the 25th Amendment, asked about impeachment, and he said that is unlikely to happen given the fact that there are just 13 days left in Trump's term. Assuming we can get these through these last 13 days and nothing as terrible or violent happens as what did yesterday, what steps can Congress and President-elect Biden then do to address this Democratic emergency once President Biden, President-elect Biden takes office? Is there anything that he can do in conjunction with Congress to turn this around?
Well, I'm not sure Joe Biden can. I think it's up to the Republicans in Congress. We saw some real courage from people who've been unwilling to speak up against the president. Unfortunately, it took the violent sacking of the Capitol for people to find their spine. But some people in Congress finally drew the line. The Republican Party must reconstitute itself and draw the line against this kind of the behavior that helped bring us to this place. Up until yesterday, that seemed like it wouldn't happen. We saw more and more people falling behind President Trump and attacking the results of the election. We saw many Republicans voting against accepting the results last night. But there may be an opening here for a different kind of Republican Party going forward. I'm not optimistic, but I think that's the best chance. It's not something that can be dealt with through rules or laws. I mean, of course, anyone who broke the law yesterday should be prosecuted. But the deeper, more fundamental problem are the political conditions that brought us to this place.
Brendan Nyhan is a professor of political science at Dartmouth College. Thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.